feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me.
All right, hey Evan, that lead part of that song is, it's not a bass, it's got to be a keyboard.
It's a Moog, yeah, it's a synthesizer, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, but it's a keyboard, man. You're right.
Yeah, I know, I mean, it sounds like a bass, but it's more hyped up than a bass, but it's whatever it is nice.
Oh, man.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, at the same number. A Boston Globe opinion piece on today. The senior Massachusetts senator called on Congress to expand the Supreme Court by four or more seats in order to restore balance and integrity to a broken institution. And she plans on backing, Marquis legislation to make the change. I believe in an independent judiciary, Warren wrote. I also believe in a judiciary that upholds the rule of law, not one that ignores it, to promote a deeply unpopular and partisan agenda at odds with the Constitution and the settled rights of our citizens, she continued. And when a court continuously shows that it is no longer is bound by the rule of law, Congress must exercise its constitutional authority to fix that court. So, you know, the United States Supreme Court, the most powerful body in the land. Or is it? You know, or is it? Because is the United States Supreme Court the most powerful body in the land?
I'd argue absolutely. Lifetime appointments, free reign. You work like 40 days a year. Yeah, yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Okay, so then the Congress has the capabilities really to, you know, teeter with it.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. To add and remove justices, yes.
Yeah, so then are they the most powerful entity then if Congress has the ability to make adjustments to it?
And I'm gonna say no, but mainly because of how it's been politicized, because it's become this cudgel for the right, the dynamics have changed. I don't believe that they're acting in good faith anymore. There's an agenda here that represents a fraction of the population. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say no. They are no longer what, you know, that prestige is gone.
You know, man, I thought about this, the same question I asked you, I asked myself. And I wrestled with it. And then I came to a conclusion, well, the Congress has to say yay to who that person is going to be, the Senate. They can say yay or nay.
Yeah, that confirmation process, yeah.
So when the founding fathers created that, you know. Now let's go to the phone lines quickly. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, we've got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I'm kind of a little disturbed that they think that, you know, to bring Hillary Clinton back, even though I thought there's nothing wrong with Hillary Clinton, you know, that I think she was more talented than Bill Clinton as far as...
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Being smarter than back in the day. But, I mean, that... And maybe it would make the Republicans all freak out is that Breyer needs to step down. Biden appoints Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court and then call Hillary Clinton in as vice president and then resign immediately and let Hillary Clinton be as president, and all the right-wingers would all...
Almost justifiably. That would be an intense set of moves, yeah.
But there would also be pushback from progressives, no question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, but you know, the fact of the matter is that Hillary Clinton's got more progressive over the years, and even though I was, you know, that I did not want her to, you know, that I was, there's people I preferred to over her, you know, that back during the Trump thing, when she went up against Trump in 2016, that I thought she was a far superior person, you know, just a person to Donald Trump, as a far superior, more qualified than Donald Trump to be president of the United States, because Donald Trump has proven himself to be...
Oh, he's comically inept, yes.
Incompetent boob and a murderous thug, because he, you know, sponsored the insurrection. I mean, more and more information is coming out how he and his allies, you know, did the insurrection with surprise.
I know, but Mark, I don't know if you heard the show earlier. The real truth is not going to come out on Donald Trump.
Well, I think
give it 100 years.
But enough of it is going to come out that people are going to, you know, the scales are going to fall off some people's eyes. But what gets me is that, like, Mike Gallagher, who served, you know, that our country, you know, in the Gulf Wars.
Yeah, I know who he is.
And that he, I don't know if he voted to certify the election. I mean, I can't remember now if he was one of the ones that didn't, you know, vote to certify the election. I mean, if you did not vote to certify that election, you are in cahoots with the people that were the insurrectionists, because that's just a ceremonial thing. I mean, they should respect the people that voted. And for Robin Voss now to say, oh, he doesn't know if there was any, you know, what the level of fraud was in this state. I mean, to hell with Robin Voss. I mean, he should be, everybody that questions him, he should be confronted everywhere he goes by the press, saying, what did you mean by that comment? You mean,
well,
that you're,
well, but that, you know, you know, Mark,
as in this state are criminals. I mean, that, and just confront him with that. If he doesn't willing to say no, that they're not, you should just be confronted with that. You say, you're calling me a criminal? I mean, that's what people should say. That when you
Mark,
you say, are you calling me a criminal?
Hey, Mark, I wish I had more time, but we got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan. I'll be back on tomorrow. Hey, you guys need to be careful.
Yes, please.
Don't take this seriously. I'd like to see you again or talk to you again on tomorrow. You've been tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. You too, Evan.
Batten down them hatches.
All right. See you later.
Take care, my friend.